certainly some of the most fun music in the world. But where else do you learn how to cook a meal in a song? And in the Louisiana. Cajun music.
Zachary Richard's been doing that his whole life.
Crawfish Festival is today. Heber Overgaard. Get up to Payson, take 260 east about another hour, and pull into the south side of the road there when you see an old west-looking town, and get yourself some crawfish. We've got Danielle in Tucson wants to talk about a leaky window upstairs. We've got Howard that wants to talk about his air conditioning blower out. Mom's call screening on the phone with an open line at 1-888-767-4348. The internet machines, there's a couple ways. There's text to 411-923 or info at rosieonthehouse.com if you need to send a picture along with a note for little visual assistance. You've got that option as well. And before we get to all of them, we've got APS update.
The APS letter of the week, which I promised, as we're now moving into that time frame where everyone is beginning to get and receive their really true first summer bills under the new rates and what impact it may or may not be having on yours. I'm looking at a particular bill right now that someone sent me where their comparison from June of 2017 to July of 2018, the same month, 1 year comparison from 17 to 18, their bill in consuming almost the identical amount of energy, 3,500 kilowatts. They are super cool participants. Kept their demand at below. Last year, it was above a 4. It was a 4.3. This year, they were able to keep it at 3.3. So they're able to keep their peak demand a full kilowatt lower using exactly the same amount of electricity. Their bill actually went down 5%. So what we're seeing is in the late fall of last year and early spring first quarter, we were warning all of you who had been following my advice for 20 years on how to supercool that we thought supercooling was going to die and that the new rate was not going to allow you to do it. But what we're finding is if you're willing to stagger your consumption and limit what peak power your house ever asks for, and there's ways to manipulate all that, you can still save a considerable amount of money with supercooling. This particular customer is cooling 3,000 square feet to 66 degrees.
My thermostat doesn't even go past 68.
Off peak, nearly 3,000 square feet of a home, down to 66 degrees from 8:15 in the evening till 2:45 in the afternoon. And then he tells his thermostat, don't come back on between 3 and 8 until the temperature hits 78. So he lets the house slowly drift up to 78. He says his air conditioners aren't even coming on. He's consuming 96% of his power off peak. That is an extreme super cooling advocate right there.
He must have lots of sawdust.
I mean, that is extreme. Anytime that you can get above 90% off peak, you're doing pretty well. Most people live at about 80, 85%, and then they're buying on peak 10 or 15%.
That's a well-insulated home.
This home is operating at 8.7 cents a kilowatt. That's cheap. You can't get any cheaper than that. We didn't think 12 cents would be achievable, but now we see people getting below 10. So supercooling is alive and well at APS with the new tax rates. If you're interested in learning more, I couldn't encourage you any higher than to call Advance Home Systems. He's the father of supercooling, Steve Kep. He invented it. He's the one that taught me 20 years ago, and then I taught all of you. Steve Kep's phone number is 602-402-7656. You can still save a ton of money super cooling if you get educated and use the right equipment at your home. All right, with that, Romy, that's the APS letter of the week. I have a lot of inquiries from SRP customers and TEP customers, and I think we'll use that as our topic for next week. We'll do an analysis of the other utility providers. Okay? Let's get to the calls. Miss Daniela's been waiting a long time very patiently. Thank you for that. Calling from Tucson, how can we help?
Hi there. I have a two-story home with a upstairs bedroom that has a little teeny tiny balcony off of it. When we first moved into the home, there was a fake French-like door in that room, and it was leaking. So we decided to rip it out and put in a slider so we could at least step out on the balcony.
Okay.
But we still have leaking. So I don't know if this is something I need to call a door and window person about, or a roofer, or what.
Daniela, where are you in Tucson? Major cross streets.
I'm in Corona de Tucson. So, okay. South.
Okay. All right. And I would tell you that you could contact any one of the window specialists in Tucson to have them take a look at it. Can you take a couple pictures of it and text it up to us?
Yes.
Okay. And the other option is we have your name and phone number. Romy, what day am I in Tucson next week? Is that Wednesday?
I think we're Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Yeah,
I'm in Tucson Tuesday, Daniela. River and Campbell, River and Oracle. I'll give you a call and see if while I'm down there I can't do a quick swing by, jump up on the balcony and pinpoint the problem. Those balconies and the door thresholds can be a real dilemma. So one way or another, I'll talk to you before Tuesday and we'll get this thing looked at by somebody that can help you out. From there, I think we're going in back down to Valley of the Sun and visiting with Howard, wanting to talk about air conditioning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I need you to sort out this mess I have with the air conditioner.
Okay.
And tell me who's telling me the right stuff.
Okay.
Too many opinions.
Let's go through it. Okay.
My blower motor went out a couple of days ago.
Okay.
So I had that replaced by a company, and he tells me it's a good time to replace my air conditioner, which is 13 years old.
Okay.
He said it's a good time you change the both at the same time because of the new refrigeration fluid. You don't want it to mess up this and that. And so he gives me a quote on that, and he said he'll give me my money back on my blower motor because he's going to put a brand new one in there.
Okay.
But that's great.
Yeah.
So I get two more quotes.
Okay.
And one of them agrees, and they both go with the train.
Okay.
And the third guy comes in, and he's an American Standard.
Okay.
And one guy says, the first guy says, you really don't want to go with the SEER 18 or 20. It's got this kind of motor. There's more things to break. You're better off with this one. They're going to be in a house for about 5 years. The third guy with the American Standard gives me an 18 SEER. He goes, he's convincing me that the newer model with something about two motors,
yeah,
quieter, lasts longer, more efficient. So I'm when you go on the internet, depending on what website you go to, they'll tell you which is the best air conditioner.
And
they're all different.
And Howard, just so you know, Trane and American Standard are the same brand. It's made by
out.
The same people. It's the same unit.
It's how they're distributed and a few little small details on a couple of engineering aspects. How big a house do you have?
2,200.
2,200. So what are they quoting you? 4-ton?
5.
Are they really? I don't like that.
XR16.
Okay. I don't like a 5-ton. Is a 5-ton what you're currently pumping on the 13-year-old unit?
Yes. That's what they told me.
Okay. Did any of the guys you're getting a quote from run a manual J heat load calculation on the house?
They were here for an hour and a half. They went through the attic. They measured windows.
That's good.
Things like that.
That's good. That's probably a Manuel J. heat load calculation. I'm surprised. What vintage home? When was your home built?
13 years ago.
Oh, so the unit is the original to the. I'm surprised with a 13-year-old home to the caliber that it's insulated. And you've got dual pane windows, right?
Right.
And they're aluminum frame.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a lot of west facing glass?
The back of my house is west facing, and yes, there's a lot of glass.
Is there? Darn it. Okay. And none of that is shaded?
I put in the 90% screen.
Good. Good. Great. Well, the west facing glass is probably adding a big BTU load to the calculation. At 2,200 square feet, I really love to see people go with a 4-ton. The Manuel J calculation is the rule, though. If they're running that and they're telling you a 5-ton, go with it. In the SEER 18 train 5-ton, without any additional work to the existing ductwork, are you seeing a price somewhere around $7,500, $75,000
to $9,000? Well, this was the train 16 SEER.
Okay.
And it's around high eights.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, high sevens, low eights.
Okay.
And then the American standard that was the 18 SEER was 11.
Okay.
And then when I asked him to quote me something less, he quoted me a 16 SEER at 97.
And did any of them talk about ductwork that may or may not be required? The integrity of the ductwork was good. They were happy with all that. The return air is big enough.
They did ask me. One of them asked me, "Do I have hot spots in the house?"
And good.
Said, yeah, one room in the front.
Okay.
And while he was after, he says, "I noticed they brought the big vent, and then they just halfway through the house, they just funneled that off to three separate rooms. So if you would have a direct line from the room back to the air handler, then you'd get more air flow in that room, which would make it cooler."
Okay, Howard, hang on. We're going to put you on hold, but come back to you because you, in going over these proposals, are giving all the Arizona homeowners an education that they're starving for. So we're going to finish going through your proposals. We also have Rick and Doug on hold, all when we get back here at Rosie on the House.